Prince Edward, the Duke of Edinburgh, just wrapped up a two-day visit to Philadelphia. The trip highlighted examples of non-formal education with stops at the Philadelphia Youth Basketball Program and also at Temple University. WHYY Zoe Reed reports teens from the region received medals from the visiting royal for their extracurricular activities and community service.
The squealing sounds of saws and the smell of wood dust filled Philadelphia Woodworks in Manayunk. Here, artisans make everything from dressers to cutting boards. Roman McNichols sawed slabs of wood into usable cuts of lumber at his workstation.
My favorite is cedar. It just smells like Christmas time. Poplar smells pretty bad, but when they all kind of mix together, it can be comforting. You know, when you walk in, you smell the sawdust. It just kind of puts me at ease.
The 16-year-old loves problem solving as he perfects his craft, making everything from a dipping bowl to a chair. Roman is one of several teens from the Philadelphia region who were recognized this week by the Duke of Edinburgh's International Award. The program recognizes personal development across four disciplines: community service, outdoor recreation, sports, and special skills. Participants can receive bronze, silver, and gold medals when they dedicate a certain amount of hours to each activity. During an awards ceremony Wednesday evening, Prince Edward congratulated the teens, who are part of the Philadelphia Outward Bound School.
I hope that you feel that the award has made a little bit of difference to you, and I hope you'll go on making a difference to others around you. And as you leave this room, just walk a few inches taller, okay? And feel a bit proud of what you've done.
Gaia Bular says the program has helped to achieve her goals. She also received a medal at the ceremony. When the 15-year-old picked up the upright bass, she didn't know how to hold the bow or where to place her fingers on the instrument, which is taller than her. But less than a year later, she's playing in her school orchestra.
I'm actually really proud of myself. I didn't really even know how to play an instrument, like a string instrument. I never thought I'd be playing this. And then here I am, I'm playing in the orchestra.
Mentor Ritam Chakraborty of Philadelphia Outward Bound says he's proud of the growth and dedication he's seen among all the award recipients.
It was really cool to see other people acknowledge their efforts. A lot of time they spent behind the scenes doing something for themselves is really kind of the cherry on top to get recognized in a more public, celebratory way.
The Duke of Edinburgh's International Award Program is expanding in the region this fall. During his trip, Prince Edward visited Constitution High School in Center City. It's among four Philadelphia District high schools to join the program this year. The public school district is the first of any big city in the U.S. to enroll in the program. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.